Jeremiah 30. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Write in a book all the words that I have spoken to you. For behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will restore from captivity my people Israel and Judah, declares the Lord. I will restore them to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they will possess it. These are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Yes, this is what the Lord says. A cry of panic is heard, a cry of terror, not of peace. Ask now and see, can a male give birth? Why then do I see every man with his hands on his stomach like a woman in labor, and every face turned pale? How awful that day will be! None will be like it. It is the time of Jacob's distress, but he will be saved out of it. On that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will break the yoke off their necks and tear off their bonds, and no longer will strangers enslave them. Instead, they will serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. As for you, O Jacob, my servant, do not be afraid, declares the Lord, and do not be dismayed, O Israel. For I will surely save you out of a distant place, your descendants from the land of their captivity. Jacob will return to quiet and ease, with no one to make him afraid. For I am with you to save you, declares the Lord. Though I will completely destroy all the nations to which I have scattered you, I will not completely destroy you. Yet I will discipline you justly, and will by no means leave you unpunished. For this is what the Lord says, your injury is incurable, your wound is grievous. There is no one to plead your cause, no remedy for your sores, no recovery for you. All your lovers have forgotten you. They no longer seek you. For I have struck you as an enemy would, with the discipline of someone cruel, because of your great iniquity and your numerous sins. Why do you cry out over your wound? Your pain has no cure. Because of your great iniquity and your numerous sins, I have done these things to you. Nevertheless, all who devour you will be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them, will go off into exile. Those who plundered you will be plundered, and all who raided you will be raided. But I will restore your health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because they call you an outcast, Zion, for whom no one cares. This is what the Lord says, I will restore the fortunes of Jacob's tents and have compassion on his dwellings. And the city will be rebuilt on her own ruins, and the palace will stand in its rightful place. Thanksgiving will proceed from them, a sound of celebration. I will multiply them, and they will not be decreased. I will honor them, and they will not be belittled. Their children will be as in days of old, and their congregation will be established before me, and I will punish all their oppressors. Their leader will be one of their own, and their ruler will arise from their midst. And I will bring him near, and he will approach me. For who would dare on his own to approach me, declares the Lord. And you will be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the storm of the Lord has gone out with fury, a whirlwind swirling down upon the heads of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has fully accomplished the purposes of his heart. In the days to come, you will understand this.